Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show today. And Steve Starrs here with you a little bit better than yesterday. I'm kind of recovering from these colds, man. I tell you, they hit you like a freight train, and thank God they don't last very long. But they remind me that I am mortal, you know what I mean? And I feel a little better, hopefully a little bit more on the ball, and, you know, still recovering. But, man, I'm glad to be back. And how you doing today, Dave?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I don't need any colds or flus or anything like that to remind me I'm mortal. I have daily aches and pains and a constant reminder. I don't think I can go more than about 30 seconds without remembering that.
Wow, yeah. And, you know, we know one thing that's not going to make you feel very good is sitting through a long, lengthy discussion by Janet Yellen, which you braved to do today. And you're going to give us the latest updates on the great information from the Federal Reserve chairwoman, I guess it is, right, Dave?
Yeah, okay. I'll sum it up. Nothing's changed, more of the same. Okay, next.
And that was totally underwhelming. So your latest update on the Federal Reserve, yeah, that's about the way it goes with them. I mean, there's really nothing much there. Dave is watching this for us. And, of course, if there is anything, we'll let you know. And I don't think they're going to be raising interest rates anytime soon again, since we saw what happened last time. And, you know, on the other hand, you know, as we drift on into the summer and the Baltic Dry Index and the durable goods and all these other things that are leading indicators show we're headed into a major recession, if not depression. You know, we're just going to have to keep an eye on things and, you know, progress ahead. Thank God the bottom hasn't just dropped out, which it could just about do at any moment. But economically, friends, you know, we are being prepared. At least if you're listening to our radio broadcasting network, we're being prepared to get ready for, you know, things that could be serious reversals. And that's what we're here to do, is to help you adjust and not to panic, get prepared. And I'm doing a little bit of that myself right now, getting your clean water situation set up. Just get yourself some filter straws and things like that so you can filter water if necessary, and maybe some storable food as well. How are you doing with all that, Dave?
Oh, doing all right. Hey, those little filter straws are pretty cool things. I've got lots of good spring water up around in here, and water isn't as big a concern as it is in the more arid climates like, say, Colorado or New Mexico. But we have other concerns here, and we're trying to address them all one by one.
Yeah. There's a bunch of things out there, and of course, you know, it's heating up politically because the elite are feeling the pressure of being exposed. And this makes them dangerous and sometimes desperate, friends. So we got to be aware of that. We got to be on the ball to watch kind of what's going on and share the things as much as possible. When we catch on to something happening, we're still going into past events like the Sandy Hook alleged FEMA drill. you know, interesting article here, mainstream media being sued for fomenting terrorism amongst the U.S. citizenry. And that's on our website at rbnrepublicbroadcasting.org. You know, just a number of different things that are happening, still going on with all of that, and how the information is being used, which is a big part of all of this. If it's not so much the stories as it is the way the stories are used, as we've seen so many times, Dave, and how what kind of emphasis is being provided to certain things, and, you know, how the spin and how the political ordering of events and mindsets is done by the mainstream news media to make you think a certain thing happens a certain way when, in fact, we find out it's a different story or maybe even non-existent, which has happened a few times as well.
More than a few. I've got three words to describe that lawsuit: about damn time.
Yeah, it's been coming along for a while, but it's, you know, we haven't really had an update. I see a flashback to 2015 here, and then it goes on through, but it continues to tell us that there's more developing from it. You can read the whole story up there at RBN at republicbroadcasting.org and a number of other good stories that are running up there on the website. Then I do appreciate those guys staying with it. You know, a lot of things happening, of course, in the news today. And, you know, we talked about today is the it's the Wisconsin race. And I called my brother who lives up there. You know, he's in he works for a big company up there. Now he moved out of Colorado, had a beautiful ranch out in the southeast corner of the state and had to move. Excuse me. And he decided to move up there with his wife's family and everything like that. And so I told him, I said, get out and vote. You know, he said he didn't even know who to vote for or where to vote, you know. So I said, well, here's the case. You know, Ted Cruz, friends, is on the ropes right now, and we don't know what's going to happen with this race tonight, but if he loses this one, he may be pretty well out of the race at this point.
We can hope.
Yeah, we can hope, because it's about time the Republicans quit fooling around and got serious about working on a campaign that will fix things, including health care. You know, there's some other serious issues besides just immigration and being called a racist because you want to, you know, control the amount of immigration, the people coming into the country. It's not, you know, a free-for-all here. This is not, you know, a door open to everybody that says, my name is Jimmy, gimme, gimme, gimme. You know, it's not, that's not what's happening in the country, you know, regardless to, you know, how much money and everything that Barack Obama seems to think that we have. But we need to have these people as voters too, as far as he's concerned. But the bottom line is there's a lot more to this than immigration. I mean, we got TPP, which we've been looking at for a long time. If you've listened to me on these shows with Bob Tuscan and Dave, we've been talking about TPP for a long, long time. Before anybody really knew what it is, and they still don't to a large extent. These are international treaties, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to sign us over into all kinds of binding relationships with the devils in the details like you wouldn't believe. And so Trump has taken a stand against this. I mean, we at least need to pull it out and get it out in the open and take a look at what's going on here and say, wait. Let's find out what the downside of this thing is before we sign on to it.
Oh, but we're not allowed to know that. That's a secret. It's all a bunch of bad juju McGumbo.
Right, sure is, buddy. And auditing the Fed, which is something that should have been done a long time ago. There's nothing wrong with having you don't have to explain where every little black box for billions and billions of dollars goes. You know, I mean, I'm sure they have the Acme security fund somewhere, you know. I mean, they've been hiding money for so long. But they don't even want to provide a legislative.
Why does that make me think of Wile E. Coyote, Steve?
Because that's kind of where it came up out of my thinking as well, Dave. Yeah, but that's something that needs to be done. And, you know, of course, as I've said before, we tried that with H.R. 1207 in 2008 and 2009, right after Ron Paul dropped out of the race the first time. It got all the way through the House, through the Senate, got tabled. Then it came back as another bill through the House with a bigger number, got tabled by the Senate. And this last time it went through with, I think, something like 390 votes in the House. I mean, it was overwhelming support for this bill to audit the Fed. Got to the Senate and ended up with 44 votes among Democrats. Now, that's not a majority, friends, but they could filibuster with that. They couldn't break the filibuster, so it got tabled for the third time by these Democrats, okay, in the Senate, hiding all this is going on. Anyhow, these are the kinds of issues and the things that we need to start focusing on, and if the Republicans will get their head out, You know what I mean? And start collectively getting their heads out and start putting together plans to start holding this government accountable instead of covering for the theft and acts of treason with people like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and John Boehner and the rest of them. You know,
there aren't enough proctologists, Steve.
Yeah, that's right, man. And the difference is between proctologists and people who have to deal with these folks is a proctologist only has to work with one rear end at a time. We got a bunch of them, man, you know, to put it in a nice way of expressing the situation. But, you know, yeah, absolutely, Dave. I mean, this is the thing. We've got people there who have been riding on the back of this thing, riding on the high end of the hog and just forcing this country down into the dirt for so long. And it's time they were exposed, and I really do believe there's a move to do that. I don't look to just one man. I don't think that Donald Trump is the savior, but I think at least he's headed in that direction right now. And we need to prompt him up and encourage him and direct him if necessary when he makes mistakes. And he's made some, okay? He's making mistakes. He's going to make mistakes. But the thing is simply this, that it's time that the people rose up and said, okay, let's start putting things back in order and let's start shining the light on all these slimy bugs under the rock and where they're going with everything.
Yeah, there's certainly enough of them. And I don't really care if he makes mistakes. That's okay with me. Nobody's perfect. And you can't really chalk up what's been going on with this crew to mistakes because they are 180 degrees out of the best interest of the people. That's not an accident. That's not a mistake. That's deliberate.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right on there. This is not a mistake. It's not incompetence. It's conspired evil is what it is. And they're working together.
Evil.
Yeah. And there's no question about the fact that these guys are, they're playing a game on us, and their game is coming to a close, and they don't like it. And here's the reason why we got to stay with it. And so I called my brother who lives up in Wisconsin. I said, get out there and vote. And he said he was thinking I wasn't even going to be a Trump fan because he's heard me be so cynical about the, about the government for so long. And I'm saying again, you know, he's not perfect. But at least he's putting pressure on these people to get clean and come out. And you can tell by his enemies that they don't like it. It's like a bunch of demons screaming, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of that story, you know, a biblical story. You know, Jesus would walk into a place where there were people who were demonically possessed, and they would start screaming and howling. And none of the people that were around him knew what was happening. You know what I mean? But they started realizing something's going on here. You know, and you see these people just flipping everybody off, calling somebody a racist. You know, I mean, I'm so tired of the word racist. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the F word is often used sometimes, but when it's too often used, it loses its effect, right? I mean, it makes somebody sound like a gutter tramp, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's the same thing as anti-Semite, anti-Semite, anti-Semite. That's lost all of its power, too, because it's been overused and abused.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, fascist, anti-Semite, Nazi, racist, you know, all of sexist, all of these words have just been so overused that they're nothing left but just gravel talk from these liberal knee-jerkers who really, you know, they don't have any other vocabulary. And this is all you're hearing from these people, which makes me think that my God, the Kool-Aid is that strong? You know, I mean, how can they not even be able to find a better vocabulary or even take time to investigate when they just stereotype people? I mean, they are the same people by their categorization. Obviously, they don't listen to anyone. They don't talk with anybody. They don't have any communications. They just throw up this racist sign whenever they see something that they don't like. Racist, fascist, Nazi, you know what I mean? It's almost like they're, you know, the old experiment that we used to do in grade school where we had dead frogs, you know, and they were all, and we put them on we'd hook their legs to wires and stuff like that, and then we'd zap them and the dead frogs would jump, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what's happening here. You know, you try to talk to people about some of these things politically, and the dead frogs start jumping. Racist, racist, you know what I mean?
There's a big difference, though, between them and the dead frogs. The dead frogs are more intelligent.
Yes, that's right. The dead frogs were. They were more intelligent, let's put it that way.
They still are.
Yeah, probably still are. Yeah, dead frogs that jump. And so, you know, these knee-jerkers are just really going off. And some of these people, and, you know, I've talked to a lot of folks who've gotten into the political stuff, and some of them are friends and family that I know pretty well, very well, as a matter of fact. And I can tell they're not really paying much attention because I've been talking to them for a long time and they haven't been paying much attention. And now, you know, I'm hearing some of this stuff that seems to be kind of that core, group, you know, thinking that's kind of rattling around inside those brains when they have to deal with things that are political, saying the same kind of things. And I'm going, okay, well, let's see. We got a real problem here. And I don't know that it's unsolvable. It may not be, you know, it may not be, there is no cure. You know, like the Valley Girl, and there is no cure. You know what I mean? It's not quite that bad yet, but you're kind of wondering, wow, I mean, it's really out there. It's, you know, it's really out there, Dave. It's really out. It's scary. Yeah, kind of scary stuff. So, you know, we're going to have to batten down the hatches, button them down and batten them down, I guess, and get ready for a storm. Friends, we are over the target. You know, you are going to start to expect flak. And, that's where it's happening with all this kind of stuff right now. And it's going to go on a little further, but you know, again, if Trump pulls out a victory, this may be, to his corner for the last time for Ted Cruz, and which would be good because then we can settle down and get out of all this nonsense. And, of course, they're not going to stop. I mean, the elitists are going to continue to go on with this thing, but it's absolutely, incredible that this man who, as I understand, is foreign born under foreign parents, which means he is not qualified or certified to be president of the United States, can continue this campaign at this point. So, yeah, I didn't want to get into all that again, but here we are on the eve of that tonight. And if you're in Wisconsin, I encourage you, as I did my brother, go out and vote. Let's get it over with. Let's get on track. Let's start putting the pieces together to fix things. Let's get a team that's going to work on this, work on health care. Let's get this health care mess. I mean, it's breaking the back of the American public right now. And people were there. They were talking to some of these folks who were lined up, Dave, and they were asking them why they were supporting Trump. And they said, well, we just got our premiums this year of what we were charged for not signing up for Obamacare. It shocked us. You know, and all this is attached to the IRS and everything, too, as you know. So, you know, these kinds of things are out there. But anyhow, this is where we start. We've got to work together. I do believe we have to be unifiers, but we got to get people out of their trance and out of the stupidity of where they are and thinking about the real solutions. Because even the Democrats know Obamacare is a disaster, friends. They're not waving the flag high saying, we brought you Obamacare. No. Yeah, none of them are. You know, it's been a disaster for them, too, and they know it.
And it absolutely has. It needs to go along with all the rest of the stuff that they've done, but they're not ever going to back off of that stuff because they've gotten paid by other people, people that we did not vote for, people that we don't necessarily see in the public eye. Those are the ones that need to be flogged.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so much going on. We've been talking about these vaccines, and Robert De Niro, of course, was going to show the film Vaxxed at his, you know, at his film festival. And they put so much pressure on him. And this wasn't even the kind of film that was really super radical about vaccines, as I understand, Dave. I mean, we know there's far more information that should be coming out right now. But, you know, as bad as Hollywood is, there are some sort of alternative writers and producers who occasionally catch on to controversial ideas. And we've seen it before. So maybe some company will come up with a plan and say, look, let's do a story, if necessary, about, you know, what's going on with these vaccines. And there are real life people, of course, that they could use, that are people who've been involved with the CDC, the big pharma research corporations and people like that. They could do an autobiography, kind of like, wasn't it the Karen Silkwood story many years ago and some of the others? And, you know, you've seen these things. And who knows, but the Tribeca Film Festival, you know, is the one we're talking about. Story about that also today on RBN at therepublicbroadcasting.org. So, a lot of stuff, man. You know, just a lot of things going on. We need to get after those vaccines, and this is something that needs to be a part of this presidential race, friends. If we can make it that way, we need to make it part of it, you know.
It just needs to go. I don't really care how they do it. It just needs to go. You know, they were talking about the flu season isn't as bad last night on the news because the vaccines are actually accurate this year. Go get your shots. Oh, yeah, we want that poison, not.
Right, yeah. And my wife was telling me that, you know what, for friends, I think I mentioned this, it just said that they had just gotten over a very, very bad cold or a bad flu of some sort, you know, and they had recently, a couple weeks earlier, gotten a vaccine, you know, and whoa, you know, no connection to that, I suppose, right?
Yeah, so. No, there couldn't be any link to that. That never happens, like, all the time.
Right, all the time, man. Hey, we'll be back with more of this show and maybe some comments and stuff from you folks after the break. Stay tuned to Lightspeed. We shall return.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again, with Angioprim.
We'll be right back.
Hey. Back again, I suppose, here. We had a little technical difficulty, and we should be joined, I think, by Dave in a moment here, if we're back. And I think we have a caller. Oh, don't got Dave yet, but we'll, let's see. I'm on RBN2, so we'll see what happens here. And anyhow, I'm also getting kind of a fuzzy thing from Skype here right now. I presume I'm on. But anyhow, I think... Let's see, if everything's coming through clear, we have Jerry in Chicago waiting for us. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Jerry had a little technical difficulty there. I started talking about vaccines, and all of a sudden, you know, it looked like the thing started going down. It was just a coincidence.
Yeah, they don't want to hear about vaccines. That's why they try to cut you off. But, yeah. You know, you guys opened your show with Dave saying something about you can't go more than 30 minutes or 30 seconds without aches and pains and everything like that. You know, if you got a pen and paper ready, John Moore is a host for RBN. He comes on at 6 o'clock in the morning, Central.
Right.
And on Wednesday mornings, they talk about something called the energy cleaner.
Okay.
You guys might want to check this out, because I've been sleeping with one now for over 3 years, and I might... go to bed with aches and pains like everybody else, but when I wake up in the morning, there are no aches and pains.
Really?
And that is a guarantee. It's the best $285 investment I've ever made. But there's something else I found too about 2 years ago, and it's a website called Tuning Element, like if you were tuning in your TV. com.
Okay.
And you can look at their bracelets. There's about three paragraphs you could read, and I don't know how this goofy thing works. It's through frequency, I would imagine, and Nikola Tesla knew that frequency could kill and frequency could heal.
Yes.
It's a bracelet I got on my wrist, and I also have a pendant around my neck. Pendant's about $100. The bracelet's about $165 shipped to your door.
Oh.
And I got to tell you something. Put it on, wear it 24/7. I've got... two sisters, a sister-in-law, and a brother, and a mother that all wear these things and swear by them.
Wow. Well,
it's a short looking, you can shop around. They got bracelets between $70 and, $500. You don't have to get the best. You don't have to get the worst. I got something, near the bottom. And it looks sharp. You can wear it for dress or whatever, work, everything. And it's, I gotta tell you something, man. I swear by this thing.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, it's resonant frequencies of some sort. How does it work exactly?
Supposedly, it's got a sort of a frequency chip in the bracelet. And that frequency is set between, like, I want to say 5.4 and 11 hertz, which is your healing frequency.
Hmm.
Okay? And, man, I got to tell you something. If you can... what tricked me into buying this thing was the guy said, came up at this health symposium, and I said, so what are you selling? He said, well, I'm selling these here bracelets. And I'm like, yeah, okay, what's it doing? He goes, well, I'll tell you what, stand there with your feet together, arms straight out, and I'm going to put some pressure on your arm, and naturally your body comes off balance. And he said, now just hold this bracelet in your hand. And he pulled down on the other arm, and then he got up on a chair and forced his weight, and this guy was about 240, 6'2".
Yep. Hang on, buddy. Hey, hang on. We got a break. Let's come back to that, okay? Stay with us, Jerry. Be right back after the break here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Women spend most of their younger years battling mood swings and cramping. When they get older, the relief comes in the form of hot flashes. Ugh. Thankfully, Sweet Annie Herbs has developed a new life formula for women. It's an all-natural formula full of herbs and herbal extracts that are natural sources of estrogen and progesterone. It helps relieve both PMS symptoms and menopause symptoms. New Life Formula cleanses the female system in a gentle and natural way to restore balance to your whole body. This natural hormone replacement therapy is safe for women of all ages and has no side effects. Plus, many women have seen improvements in their hair, nails, and mood. Get free shipping on your bottle now when you order from SweetAnnie.com and enter the code STAR at checkout. Visit SweetAnnie.com or call 800-995-HERB to order New Life Formula and check out all of their natural herbal formulas for joint mobility, blood pressure, men's health, and more. These statements have not been evaluated with the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed. Steve Starrs, along with Etheric Dave, here on the show Monday through Friday, right here on RBN. Glad to be with you. And Dave, we had a little technical dropout during that last short break, but I think you're back with us, aren't you?
More or less, Steve. Yeah, you gotta love them gremlins. Right. I keep telling people, don't feed the Mogwai after midnight. Do they listen? No.
Never listen, no. But we had Jerry... still with us. Hey, Jerry, you still with us, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're talking about the, rings and bracelets that you were talking about and how they helped you.
Well, it's just a bracelet or a pendant. I didn't see any rings on their website, but like I said, you get the opportunity. Go to tuningelement.com
and just browse through there, read the bio on this thing, and maybe pick one up. The worst that can happen is it might not work for you. I have not met anybody that the bracelet did not work for.
What kind of ailments does it work on, though? I mean, you know, you said aches and pains and stuff like that, but is there, you know, anything else specific that you've noticed that it helps?
Well, you know what? I do a vitamin drink all day long, and I also do supplements in the morning before I leave work, and I really couldn't tell you, but I'll be 56 in 3 months, and I got guys that are 32, 34 years old working on job sites saying, man, don't you hurt when you're done? Yeah, I hurt at the end of the day, but hey, I take care of myself. I mean, this is stuff that, you know, in all honesty, they should have started teaching us before we learned how to read was how to take care of our bodies so we didn't have to turn all our money over to the American Murder Association and the man-made petrochemical pharmaceutical corporations, too.
Yeah, that's those are very good acronym, you know, supplements there, as you might imagine. What were those again, the American Murder Association, and what was the other one?
The man-made petrochemical pharmaceutical corporation.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I got that from Fred from Michigan. So, because he always likes to add in a lot of adjectives, and I've been using it for years.
That's good, yeah.
No, guys, I'm not kidding. Here's something else, Steve. You might want to be interested in this because John Moore would come on your show gladly to promote his product that he sells. It's not his. A guy by the name of Tom Berry. Barry Moore, is on every Wednesday morning. If you want to tune in, if you could set your alarm and get up at that time of the morning, like I said, he's going to come on around 4 a.m. your time. But they talk about that the first hour of his show, and that's every Wednesday. It's about health, and it's about promoting the energy cleaner. And I've bought 5 of these things at $285 a pop.
Wow.
And I have passed them out among my family for different people with different aches and pains and everything else like that. They can't believe it.
Wow.
They will not go anywhere without their energy cleaner. Let's put it that way. They will not sleep. If they go on vacation, they'll pack it for a week.
What's that thing like? What is it? Is it like a pillow or what is it?
No. The energy cleaner is about the size of a cigar box. It works off of 9 D-cell batteries that last roughly a year to almost 2 years. They suggest changing them every year, but I'm a little late on that, but mine's still working. And what it is it helps bring in the growth of the new cells, and it also helps flush the old cells out that like a detox. And what you gotta do is you gotta connect this little single wire alligator clip to a metal window screen that you try to put maybe 2-3 sheets underneath your body.
Okay.
Now you can also wrap a screen with a towel around isolated areas. Let's say you sprained your ankle or something like that, or I had foot surgery back in January, and I made like screens with big thick socks that I could wrap around my feet, and that's how I slept every night. And I isolated that, and even the doctor said, "Wow, you're healing up fantastic. This is unbelievable."
Wow.
So. Huh. This was just to try to get back to work a little bit quicker. So, yeah, this thing works. I'm not kidding you. Both the energy cleaner and here's the other thing, too, is let's say you've got a hot tub. You can disconnect the alligator clip from your bed or your pillow or whatever, however you're using it, and you can bring it in and dangle a spoon or any type of conductive material off of this thing and put it in the hot tub with you. And that supposedly is the best way to work it, but I don't have a hot tub, so I've never tried it.
Hmm. They work in a bathtub as well, though, I think, probably, huh?
Oh, absolutely, but my bathtub is like 4.5 feet long, and I'm 6 feet tall, so that's really pointless. I haven't taken a bath.
That would add to enough aches and pains all on its own. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I want to know the science behind it. You're talking to a amateur radio science guy here, and I like to know the technical details of how it actually works because I'm interested.
Like I said, I heard you mention early in the show that you got aches and pains like every 30 seconds.
Seems so.
If you're looking at the energy cleaner, if you go to John Moore's website, which is thelibertyman.com, you can find it on the RBN host selection. You can read about a 24-page bio on the energy cleaner. and how it's promoted. I mean, this was something that started off in a Cleveland hospital, and they would charge about $4,000 to $5,000 an hour for somebody to come in there and lay on a bed with a screen and get this therapy.
I'm not surprised.
And the as far as the tuning element, that's only a couple paragraphs on the home page. You can read it, and I'm going to tell you something. I swear by both of these things. And I've been wearing the bracelet now. It's going on 3 years, and I've been using the energy cleaner at least 3 years.
So it's working very good for you. You don't have any complaints. That's interesting. Yeah,
and one other thing, too, and I go to, you know, different functions and somebody's got a neck ache or a backache or a headache or something like that. I take my bracelet off and I say, hey, put this bracelet on for a little while.
Mm.
And my sister was the first one that I did that with. And she wore this bracelet for about an hour and 15 minutes because she jammed a finger and it hurt like heck.
Wow.
And she gave it back after an hour and 15 minutes and she timed it and she says, I'm going to get one of these things. She goes, my finger pain is 90% gone, and she says, the sciatica that was in my leg earlier, now she never mentioned that to me when I gave her the bracelet. Mm. She says, my sciatica is 100% gone. And I said, well, good. And she goes, wow, Jared, that is unbelievable. I says, yeah, I know, but what scares a lot of people off, especially my brothers and sisters, because they've got their first communion money, is the price tag on some of this stuff.
Wow.
And then you worry about, okay, is it going to work? Is it not going to work? And everything else like that. But, hey, like I said, I wear my bracelet every single day. Never comes off. And my necklace, I've got it tied on with paracord, so it can't come off.
All right.
So, like I said, guys, check this stuff out, and you will be promoting them on your show to your guests and your callers and everything else like that, because I'm telling you, this stuff works.
It's really interesting. You know, now here's a disclaimer. This is not an infomercial, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean? It really isn't. We're just talking about a product. We're Dave and I are not making any money, and neither is RBN. But, I mean, you know, we're advertising the product, of course, I guess, on our network with John Moore Show. That's okay. But, yeah, no, this segment is not an infomercial. We do not have a 1-800 number to call in on this. But you can go to, as you said, right, Jerry, TuningElement.com. That right?
TUNNING, I believe, or TUNING Element.com. And
okay.
For the bracelet or the pendant. And then the other one is TheLibertyMan.com. That's John Moore's website. And he's got a lot of great information on that website, too. He's got PDF files that you can download, videos that you can purchase and things like that. And I've spent a few bucks on his website, and it was well worth it.
Right. Hey, I've got somebody in mind for that. As a matter of fact, it sounds like something I might be interested in too. So I'll definitely check that out. And yeah, I mean, I appreciate you bringing that up to the show because you know, there are people hurting out there, man. If we can help out in any way, that's what we're here to do.
Well, you know what? That's why I mentioned it. And, you know, I mentioned it to all my friends. And like I said, my brothers and sisters who are pretty cheap. So you got to basically force something on them. Let them try it for a couple of days. And then they go out and purchase their own. And then they give you your bracelet back. So I actually have one on me, a bracelet and a pendant. And then I have a bracelet at home that I take with me when I go to different functions. So I could just put it on somebody's wrist and their headache goes away with no aspirin or no pain pills or anything else like that. And they stand there like they're flabbergasted and shocked. Check with them 2 months later and they still haven't purchased one.
Wow.
Huh. I don't know. Like I said, you can, what is it? Well, how do they say is, denial simply, postpones the inevitable.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, as long as they give you yours back, you know, but I mean that it's something that's working for them evidently. And, I'll take a look at that because it's something I'm open to these things. I really am, especially with, conditions that, we deal with in our household. You know, I've probably talked about this before. We're struggling with some things that the medical science can't help us with. You know what I mean? We've been to, neuropathy, people, experts, and, you know, neurologists, I guess it is, and all different kinds of people. And, you know, they charge you a lot for tests and everything. And then they say the best we can do is give you a certificate for medical marijuana. you know, and I'm not putting that down. I'm just saying that there's really nothing there except for a lot of these other drugs. And so we'll definitely look into it because it is, it's something that if it works, it works. You know, I'm not going to argue with success, right?
Puff, puff, pass.
Yeah.
I hope you guys look into it. I hope you pull a little jingle out of your pocket and pick up something and try it, and then you can pass the word on to other people in your households. And as people get older, they'll feel better every day when they get up. My mother's legs swelled up, and I says, "Ma, you're wearing your bracelet? Oh, I didn't even think about that. I don't know why you don't wear it 24/7. You're 92 years old."
Wow.
So, you know, so... But she noticed a big difference the next morning when she woke up. She goes, "You know, my leg doesn't hurt." And I said, "Here's a word of bracelet. That's why I bought it for you, you know?"
Yeah, right.
So, hey, good luck with this, guys. I hope it works for you, and, you know, you pass the information on. And I'm not doing a plug for the company. I have nothing to do with it. They even asked me if I wanted to sell bracelets. And I said, "Hey, listen, I'll be your free advertisement because I only advertise what I find that works. I'm not a paid shill out there with a smiley face that says, 'Hey, take this Viagra and crap like that. Hey, I'm not going to have bleeding ulcers and kidney failure and all this other crap that goes along with it.'"
Me either. Yeah, good point, man. Well, we'll look into it, buddy. That's, you know, I appreciate you passing that on because, again, this is not a paid infomercial. We're just talking about things that could work for people, and I'll be looking into it myself. It's worth a try. You know, and especially with these kinds of things, with swelling, with joint pain, aches and pains, you know, stuff like that. When we get our bodies get out of balance, and if there's ways that we can use tuning frequencies to bring them back in, because your nerves are electromagnetic radiation, friends. I mean, that's the way they work, or electrically anyhow. And, you know, you ever hit your funny bone and it feels like electricity, you know, that's, it's part of your system. So
that's not funny.
No, it isn't funny. Yeah.
You guys hit it right on the head with that. Everything is electrical in your body. And, you know, one other thing I wanted to mention, too, and I've never tried it, but I want to purchase it now that I'm back working, and once I pay off a few bills and give a few more donations to RBN, I want to go to Rents.com. He sells a Rife machine, which you can adjust the frequency. And I think that would be extremely interesting. So I don't know what it runs. I hope it's not $1,000. But, you know, Rent sells a lot of stuff, including Carnivora and what's the other one? Allicin C, which is the garlic tablets that you can take. And supposedly garlic can kill everything in your system. I mean, all the bad things in your system, not the good things.
Yeah, that's why vampires are afraid of it.
I never thought about that. You're right.
Yeah. No, there's something to that, by the way. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to, you know, drag up, the story of, you know, Dracula or anything in order to make a point, but, you know, Vlad Tepish, wasn't that the guy's name and all that? But no, the reality is there are some things about that, about garlic that are very, very healthy for us that we maybe don't like and don't know, but they're very real too.
Well, you know, that Extendovite that is advertised on RBN also have garlic for one of the seven ingredients.
Yeah.
And this... John Stantmiller takes it, and I guess he does not like garlic at all. So when it breaks open in your stomach, you don't burp up garlic or anything else like that. But that's I got to get some more Extendovite. The two bottles that I bought a year ago, I gave to a buddy of mine, and he's been hooked on it ever since.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, he's got heart problems and everything else like that. The only thing I'm a little worried about is taking the Extendivite with the supplements that I take right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta be kind of careful. But, cause we're dealing with homeopathic, methods of healing right now here in the household. And, we'll be looking into this kind of stuff because, you know, again, it's a trial by error method and sometimes trial by success. And this is where we got to go because Obamacare is not going to help us. You know what I mean? And even if a lot of these doctors could and had the ability, in most cases, you know, you can't afford it or you can't find the right one or may take them a long time to actually figure out how to help you. So we're going to have to start taking healing upon ourselves and working together to try to find ways that will work around this incredibly inept medical industrial complex.
Oh, you're absolutely correct with that, Steve. And not to mention, I mean, Had I had known years ago what not to do and you know, do often and like buffing and working big roto hammers and things like that, and I had carpal tunnel surgery. And, I mean, if they don't give you this information when you're younger, hey, don't grip the handles until your knuckles turn white and you cut off the blood flow and things like that. If somebody would have told me that, I would have never got carpal tunnel. Never had surgery or anything else like that. And I mean, if you don't need, I don't believe in cutting the body open to fix it. I don't see anything in the Bible that says, hey, this guy had a scalp and he removed this guy's internal organs to help him out. That's a bunch of bull. It says in there, I think 84 times that God put everything on his planet to cure every ailment of the human body.
Right. And all we need to know is how to use them. And that's what we've gotten away from with this pharmakia sorcery. That's a dangerous practice, and it's breaking the backs of Americans right now. And, I really appreciate it, Jerry. I really do, because, you know, this is the way we're going to help each other. This is the way we're going to get through this whole thing.
You're darn right, Steve. Well, hey, that's all I wanted to add. I'm sorry it took so long, but, hey, God bless you both. And check it out, and we'll talk to you another
day. Yeah, and I'll try to hook up with John and just tell him we're available if he ever wants to. You know, he's on early in the morning, maybe busy during the day, but if he wants to come on our show sometime, we're always open to other hosts to come on and talk about what they're doing on our show as well.
I think he'd gladly go. So, great. Give him a shout.
I'll try to get in touch with him, too, maybe. All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Break time. We'll be back with more Lightspeed after this music and break, and you join us then, and we'll see you in just about 2 or 3 minutes.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
welcome back to Lightspeed, everybody. Steve and Dave with you. Dave, that was kind of uplifting information, and I was glad to listen to a lot of that. Some good stuff to hear for a change. You know, there's so much bad news, huh?
It's definitely interesting. I want to know how it works, being the, you know, scientist that I am. I'm curious. I do think there is something to it. Even if all it is psychosomatic, it's helping people, so it's worth something. Hey. And at least it doesn't have a bunch of bad side effects, at least none that we're aware of. And, you know, we certainly see a lot of that with Big Pharma.
Right, yeah. Hey, I'm sorry to all of our callers that have been calling in because I got to talk and we're using a little bit different system here, and so I didn't notice the flags here. But Scott is in Arizona, has been patiently waiting. Scott, I'm sorry to keep you holding, buddy. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Back to the vaccines.
Yeah.
I believe after World War II, it became a war crime to force someone to take a medical procedure against their will. So
correct.
I think these people are committing war crimes and making them vaccines.
Yeah, that's very likely, especially these mandatory situations. Maybe we ought to look into that and see what kind of things we can dig up on.
Yeah. Do you remember they experimented with prisoners?
Yeah.
That's where that came from.
Yeah, we ought to look into that.
Maybe, so that, I think they're actually committing war crimes.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd
be nice to throw them in jail, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, we're going to have Fred Kelly Grant on the show pretty soon here. I talked to him today. There's one of these days this week, and he's one of the kinds of guys you could ask a question about that pertaining to, and if you guys have studied any of his stuff. Any more comments, Scott? That's something to consider, really, definitely.
Yeah, I got to back up. I got to go.
Okay, buddy. Hey, sure, appreciate it. Thanks for holding that. Yes, definitely a point. Let's see if we can get to Bill. Bill, sorry to keep you holding, man. Are you still there?
Yes, bless you. Thanks so very much for your professionalism. Just wanted to mention, probably wouldn't hear it directly from Colonel Moore, as busy as he is, but Ray Kroc of Missouri developed that out of a prayerful dream, intermediated apparently by one of his guardian angels or the guardian angels. That was his direct testimony before he died.
Really?
I've never heard Colonel Moore mention that open air. But Tom Berryhill, is the name familiar?
Sounds vaguely familiar, yes.
Yeah, he's AARL General Extraordinaire out of Missouri, not too far from where Judith Hunt died.
Uh-huh.
Lost a wonderful patriot lady there in Union, Missouri, not too long ago. Tom Berryhill's there, not too far away. You should have him on sometime when you get a chance. But I'd mention I've survived two different cancers thanks to that piece of equipment. It's quite extraordinary. I've had had those 9 D batteries in my unit in excess of 8 years now.
Really?
Same charge.
Really?
Same charge. So
and that's the energy cleaner? Is that the one you're talking about?
That's right. I have one of the ones produced. But it's very strange that it's cleaning, because I've had cisplatin. I've had every dirty, toxic chemo that there is.
Wow.
It's all the associated vaccines and supplemental shots, et cetera, with iatrogenically induced secondary effects.
Yes.
Still survived it. So I would recommend you get a hold of Tom Berryhill. I think he was the last one.
Right. Hey, Bill, get back in touch with us about that. We'll talk some more about it. Dave, we got to do a sign-off. We're on our way out of here today. Let's see.
Yep, absolutely. All right, everybody, stay safe, stay free. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. And don't feed the Mogwai after midnight, please.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your host, Bob Tuscan. What's going on? Getting ready for the Free Your Mind Conference. Free Your Mind Conference. Got a lot scheduled for this conference. In fact, we're adding more speakers, if you can believe that. We just added another speaker today. And I'll tell you a little bit about him and what he does. Very interesting fellow, that Dennis McKenna, who's another speaker at the conference. Of course, he's the late Terrence McKenna's brother. He referred me to a guy by the name of Alexandre Tonos. Alexandre Tonos. Do you not know who Alexandre Tonos is? Well, he's been researching the esoteric and therapeutic properties of sound. That's a mouthful in itself. The esoteric and therapeutic properties of sound has been his life's work. He's a ethnomusicologist, and he practices sound therapy. He says there's a lot of things that people must know about how music